believe that God is preparing people for change. And some of you are at the outskirts of what a major change that needs to happen in your life. And God is preparing you for that change.
This is Straight Talk.
Hi, this is Mark Job. Welcome to Straight Talk Radio. As always, it's so good to join you in your car, in your house, in your kitchen, wherever you may be listening to this radio program. I love technology. It takes us right to where you're at. We have some exciting things happening. We've been praying. We have thousands of people that have been fasting and praying for God to move in Chicago. And among one of the things that we've been praying for is three launches of congregations in the Chicagoland area. We are starting New Life Elgin, which is our 24th location. We are starting New Life Hobart, which is in northern Indiana. And we are relaunching New Life Berwyn. So if you want more information about one of those locations, what time they meet, and how you can be a part of the launching or starting of those locations, please visit our website at www.newlifechicago.org. That's newlifechicago.org. God bless you. Keep praying for this great city of ours.
Thank you, Pastor Mark. Hi, everyone. Tonight, we will continue on in Pastor Mark's series called Like No Other, and our message is called Shut the Door Tighter. Our text will continue in the book of Luke, chapter 8. Let's jump right in. Here's Pastor Mark.
Well, I want you to take your Bibles today, and I want you to turn to Luke, chapter 8. Luke, chapter 8. We're in a series entitled Like No Other. There's been a lot of famous people throughout history that have impacted society, that have made extraordinary contributions to humanity in the science, in the political realm, in areas of humanitarian aid and in medicine. And there's many individuals that we could point to and names and faces that you would recognize that you have studied in school. But let me tell you something. There is one name that stands out above every other name, and it's the name of Jesus Christ, the Messiah. He is like no other. And as we look at the Gospel of Luke, we're looking at stories, encounters with Jesus that celebrate the fact that there's something uniquely different about the person of Jesus. And so last week we looked at the story of a woman with an issue of blood. And this week I've entitled this message, Shut the Door Tighter. And we're going to be looking at Luke chapter 8, verses 49 through 56. I want to talk to you really today about how to get ready for change. Significant, massive, a transformational experience that alters and changes your life. How to prepare for change. And I believe this passage really is all about preparing for a major event in your life that brings about change. You know, several years back, I was shaving in the morning and I realized that there was a lump in my throat. A lump on the side of my throat near my Adam's apple. But I noticed sort of this extra lump that shouldn't be there. And so I saw it for a while. I'm like most men, I'm not going to go. It's going to go away. But it didn't go away. So I went to the doctor. And the doctor looked at it and he said, you have a cyst in your throat. And it's really close to your vocal cords. And of course, when they say a growth, a cyst, he didn't know if it was benign or malignant. You start thinking cancer, and my mind's racing. Oh no, I got a growth in my throat near my vocal cords. And he said it's the size of a golf ball. So this is a big growth. And so I said, well, doctor, what do we have to do about this? So he said, we have to find out, first of all, if it's malignant or not. And thankfully, it wasn't malignant, but it was still a big growth. And he said, if we let it go, it could inhibit your ability to speak, and it could get infection, and it could cause a lot of damage. So we have to go, and we have to operate on it. Well, no one likes to be operated on. How about it? Let alone be operated on your throat. And so he started to describe, we're going to have to kind of cut your throat open. Said, doctor, that doesn't sound good. And we're going to have to break a bone because we got to get behind a bone. That doesn't sound good either, doctor. You got to cut my throat and break a bone in my neck. I don't like the sound of that. But he said, that's what we have to do to you. And in my mind, I'm thinking, hey, you know, I believe that, well, hey, I believe that there's spiritual warfare. How about you? And I believe that the enemy uses every dirty tactic that he can to shut up the people of God. And I'm thinking, oh no, here's the enemy trying to take away my vocal cords so that I can't speak anymore. Now you may say, well, pastor, come on. I believe that the enemy will use every dirty tactic to do that. In fact, my mother told me when I was born, they had to clip my tongue because I was tongue-tied. True story. I would try to imitate how I think I would sound if I were still tongue-tied, but I'm not going to do that right now. But they literally clipped my tongue there. And so I'm going into this operation, and as we prepared for this operation, which, of course, is a major operation, have to put you to sleep, slice my throat open, don't watch videos of the operation before you're going to be operated on. That's not a good idea. I did that. Not a good idea. But as I went there, the doctor said, well, in order to prepare for this operation, you have to do a few things in order to make sure that this operation will be successful. And so I remember I couldn't eat. They said, well, you can't eat. There's certain requirements on liquid intake that you have. There's medication that you can't have. There's a whole list of things that they said. As you get ready for this operation that can be life-changing, it could go south or it could go north. It could end up good or it can end up bad. You know, I had a lot of people praying. You know that, right? But in order to prepare for change, he said, these are the things that you need to make sure you do, because it could be very dangerous if you don't prepare properly for this operation. There are some of you today that have a major spiritual operation that God wants to perform in your life. This operation could, well, it could dictate life or death for you, spiritually speaking. It could be a major point of resurrection, or it could be a major point of death. I believe that God is preparing people for change, and some of you are at the outskirts of what a major change that needs to happen in your life, and God is preparing you for that change. But if you don't prepare right for that change, it could end up, well, change that doesn't happen or change that actually backfires. This story is all about preparing for change. At the end of this service, I'm going to ask some people to make a decision that will be life-altering. I want you to ask yourself as I'm speaking, is God speaking to me? Is there a decision that I need to make? As I am speaking during this service, I believe that the Holy Spirit will be speaking to some hearts. And at the end of this service, some of you will know God has spoken clearly, directly, and powerfully to me. How do I know that? Because I've been praying for you. And because I believe the word of God has power every time it goes out. Amen? Yes. So, Luke chapter 8, verse 49. The Bible says, then a man named Jairus, a ruler of the synagogue, came and fell at the feet of Jesus, pleading with him to come to his house because his only daughter, a girl of about 12, was dying. And as Jesus was on his way, the crowds almost crushed him. And a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. We talked about her last year. But no one could heal her. She came up behind him and touched the edge of his cloak, and immediately her bleeding stopped. Who touched me? Jesus asked. When they all denied it, Peter said, Master, the people are crowding and pressing against you. But Jesus said, someone touched me, and I know the power has gone out from me. Then the woman, seeing that she could not go unnoticed, came trembling and fell at his feet in the presence of all the people. She told why she had touched him and how she had been instantly healed. And then he said to her, daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace. Verse 40. While Jesus was still speaking, someone from the house of Jairus, the synagogue leader, said, "Your daughter is dead. Don't bother the teacher anymore." Hearing this, Jesus said to Jairus, "Don't be afraid, but believe, and she will be healed." Word of the Lord. As you prepare for mega change in your life, as you prepare to incubate that place of change in your life, there's a couple of things that are important for you to do. Number one, if you're taking notes, jot this down. Don't make other people's issues the reason God can't work in your life and family. Because Jesus is like no other. Think about this story for a second. This man is Jairus. He gets to Jesus first. He's an important man, the ruler of the synagogue. And he tells Jesus, "Jesus, I have an emergency. My 12-year-old daughter is dying. If you could just come to my house, pray over her, touch her, she could be healed." And Jesus, to his surprise and amazement and to his elation, Jesus says, "Yes, I'll go. I'm on my way." So Jairus, suddenly there's hope in his life and a spring in his walk. He's saying, "Come on, Jesus, let's go. The sooner we get there, the better. My daughter has hope now." He's excited about it. Jesus is on his way. And then suddenly something happens that really, really would bother me if I were Jairus. Jesus stops. He's on his journey to heal the daughter, and suddenly he stops. Why? Because he runs into a woman that has an issue. And now Jesus stops. He says, "Who touched me?" There's a whole conversation. He's looking around, talking to the crowd. And if I were Jairus, I'd be saying, "Jesus, we're on mission here. My daughter, remember, sick, emergency, keep moving." But you see, there was a woman with an issue. And Jesus stopped to deal with her issue and talk to her and dealt with her and conversed with her and talked to her about her healing and conversed with the other disciples. The crowd was pressing. There were so many people with issues. And then finally, when he gets right on track to go to see the girl again, Jairus gets a message that says, "Don't bother the master. Your daughter is dead."
We'll be right back with Pastor Mark Jobe in a moment. You are listening to a Straight Talk message entitled "Shut the Door Tighter," which is from Pastor Mark's radio series called "Like No Other." After tonight's broadcast, I'll tell you more about how you can get a free copy of our message and give you some information regarding Pastor Mark's ministry at New Life Community Church. Right now, let's get back to Pastor Mark. We're in the book of Luke, chapter 8. Tonight's Straight Talk is called "Shut the Door Tighter."
Now, if I were Jairus, here's what I'd be thinking. That woman, doesn't she know that it's because that woman that has problems that my daughter wasn't touched or wasn't healed? Let me tell you something about how we prepare for change in the conversation I've had with so many people. I talk to a lot of people that it seems like they blame other people with issues that are around Jesus for the reason that they haven't experienced change in their life. Now, I'm talking to some of you here now, so listen up. How many times have I had people that have told me that the reason that they aren't following God, that the reason that they are discouraged, that the reason they aren't really living for God, it's because there's other people that call themselves Christians that are around Jesus that discourage them, that gossip, that didn't live right, that they put their trust in them and their trust was violated, that they were disillusioned by a conversation that they had? And so when I say, "Why aren't you living for Jesus?" they point at all the other people with issues around Jesus and say it's their fault. If they hadn't been there, I would be okay. But because there's all these people with issues, then, well, I haven't been able to change my life. And you may be sitting here right now today, and maybe you're one of those people. Maybe you're here today right now and saying, you know what? You are looking at people that have hurt you, disappointed you, people that said they were living for God and didn't really live for God, people that said they were going to meet with you, didn't meet with you, people that said they were going to pray for you, didn't pray for you, people that said that they were going to encourage you and didn't encourage you, people that you held on a pedestal and then realized they weren't on a pedestal, and you look at them and you say, the reason I'm where I'm at is because of them. Let me tell you, stop making excuses for your spiritual life. There's always going to be people with issues around Jesus. Always. And you never prepare for change as long as you're pointing at other people's issues for the reason that God cannot work in your life. Listen, the reason that we come to Jesus is because we need Jesus. The reason that we gather around Jesus is not that we are perfect and have arrived and so we gather and say, hey, I'm so good, I'm going to hang out with Jesus. No, that's not the reason we hang out with Jesus. We hang out with Jesus because we need a Savior. We need a healer. We need a redeemer. We need a changer. We don't come because we've arrived. We don't come to church because we've reached a plateau of holiness that allows us to come to church. All the sinners are out there and all the perfected good, holy, arrived people are in here. No, it doesn't work that way. We gather around Jesus because we need the touch of a Savior. We gather around Jesus because our life needs to be transformed. We gather around Jesus because without Him we cannot live. So, if you allow other people's issues to keep you from Jesus, then you are allowing an excuse to allow you to change. Let me tell you, the church is not a place for perfected, perfect people. Hello. If you find a, I heard what it said one time, if you find a perfect church, don't join it because it won't be perfect anymore. This man, it seemed like his transformation was delayed because there are too many people with issues around the presence of Jesus. You know what I've noticed about Jesus? I've noticed that God's timing isn't always our timing. And I've noticed sometimes that God allows things to get worse before He intervenes. He knew the condition of this girl, but He allowed time to elapse and this girl got worse. I think of John chapter 11. Verse 5 through 6, the story of Lazarus and his sisters Martha and Mary. Jesus really loved Martha, Mary, and Lazarus. He hung out with them. They were like close-knit. And the Bible says that they sent word to Jesus that Lazarus was very sick. And listen what it says. It says in John chapter 11, it says, Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. Yet when He heard that Lazarus was sick, He stayed where He was two more days. Hello? Oh, Lazarus is very sick. Okay, I'm going to stay here two more days then. That doesn't seem right. It seems like if you loved him, you'd drop everything and run as fast as you could to try to heal him. But you see, God's timing isn't always the same as our timing. And sometimes His timing means it has to get worse before He intervenes. It has to reach a point, you see, it has to reach a point where God can step in a way, and His timing and His, when He thinks is the ideal time, is not always when we think the ideal time is. And I believe that God does that sometimes. Some of you look at when God should have intervened in your life and you say, now would be a great time, God. Okay, now. Woo, great time. And God doesn't do anything. Because God is not on your same clock. God's clock operates off of a different clock than what you operate on. Keep that in mind. Just like that clock in the back right now. Go ahead, turn around. See that clock right now? That's an hour off. That means I have an extra hour to preach. I've been taking my time because I figure it's only 9:38. I got a lot of time. You're throwing me off back there. Come on, that's the clock I look at. So if you come to church, if you're here today and you say, I would be a follower of Jesus, but my mother, she's a gossip and she goes to church, and so I'm not going to follow God. Seriously? Because your mother has an issue and she goes to church, you're not going to follow God? That is the most immature, junior highest attitude I have seen in my life. But how many people embrace that attitude? Because Christians have issues, I'm not going to follow Jesus. Well, listen, we all have issues. Every single one of us. Some of them are more dealt with than others, but we all have issues. Tap the person on the side and say, you have issues, but so do I. But so do I. Number two, I'm talking about preparing for change. The voice of faith and the voice of fear will speak at the same time, so choose your channel. Because Jesus is like no other. You see, it says in verse 48, after Jesus had had this encounter and stopped and talked to this woman with an issue of the blood, then it says in verse 48, then he said to her, your faith has healed you. He's talking to this woman with an issue of blood, and he says, daughter. I love how Jesus calls this woman, who may be older than him, he calls her daughter. You know, it's funny. The older I become as a pastor, the more I feel like I have a bunch of daughters. You know, I have a 21-year-old daughter myself, but I feel like every young girl that's out there, I see my daughter in them. And I've loved my daughter and my sons for such a long time. I have such a desire to see them walk with God that I feel a fatherly heart for a lot of people that age, just because I have kids that are in that age. And Jesus looks at this woman and he says, daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace. Listen, verse 49. While Jesus was still speaking, Luke makes sure that we know that there was two conversations happening at the same time. While Jesus was still speaking, someone came from the house of Jairus, the synagogue leader, and he said, your daughter is dead. So I want you to hear the scenario. Jesus is saying, daughter, your faith has healed you. And at the same time he's saying that, someone is whispering in Jairus' ear, your daughter is dead. At the same time, daughter, your faith has healed you. Daughter is dead. Same conversation, same time, same echo. Jairus was hearing Jesus saying, your faith, daughter, your faith has healed you. And he was hearing the servant whisper in his ear, Jairus, your daughter is dead. It's the voice of faith and the voice of fear. Sometimes we think, well, we only hear one voice at a time. But no, I know that when I'm in a crowd, I hear a lot of voices at the same time. Sometimes you're out there and there's just a lot of people talking and you're hearing a bunch of conversations at the same time. I'll be in a Starbucks working on something, and sometimes some people will sit next to me and they're just loud. Just talking. And I try to stay focused, but you know, have you ever been in a conversation? People are so loud and talking and really going to, and then you kind of stop and you chime in their conversation. Sorry, I hate to interrupt, but if it were private, you wouldn't be talking so loud, so I'm just going to chime in, give you a little advice. But there's various conversations, and have you ever noticed that the conversation, although you're hearing all those conversations, you can block them all out if you're focused on what you're working on? Some of us are better than others at that. I'm really good at that. My wife tells me I'm really good at that. I can block out a lot of conversations when I'm focused on something. That's not a good thing when you're in a family setting, but I can focus on something and I can have a lot going on around me and I'm just focused and I don't hear anything that's going on because I'm focused. Because the voice that you listen to is not necessarily the voice that you hear, but it's the voice that you focus on.
You have been listening to Pastor Mark Jobe's Straight Talk series called Like No Other, and tonight was the first half of his message called Shut the Door Tighter. Join us again tomorrow for the second half. As I mentioned earlier, if you'd like to have a copy of tonight's message, you can download it for free with our Straight Talk app. Just log on to PastorMarkJobe.com. That's PastorMarkJobe.com. If you'd prefer to have a CD of tonight's message, contact our office at 773-585-3300. That's 773-585-3300. CDs are only $5 plus shipping, and Pastor Mark's first book, Unstuck, is also available. Those are only $10 plus shipping. If you're looking to visit a church on Sunday, we invite you to hear Pastor Mark in person at our New Life Midway location, 5101 South Keeler in Chicago, and we meet at 9:30 and 11:30 a.m. If you take the train, it's the Orange Line heading to Midway. We are at the Pulaski stop. We hope to see you there. Well, that's it for Pastor Mark, our Straight Talk team, and myself tonight. Thanks so much for listening. Please do join us again tomorrow. Have a great night, and God bless.